There are many arguments as to whether technology positively or negatively affects society. Economically, technology is one of the best advancements the world has ever seen. While technology has brought the world an abundance of money, you also have to look at how it is affecting the development stages of people. I tried to figure out the question, does technology, specifically social media, alter your development as a person? After looking at three specific topics, it helped me to gain an understanding of the pros and cons of technology during adolescence. The first topic I decided to look at is how children are affected by the use of technology. It is proven that technology, when used correctly, can be very successful for the development of children. Games for children are most successful when they work interactively, usually in ways that help children read and write. The reason interactive games are so important for children is because it gives them a way to have fun, but it also helps them develop their physical and motor skills. One problem that stunts the development of children is when their parents aren't around to help them with the games they play to also enhance their learning capabilities. When parents are able to work through games with their children, it becomes highly educational.
But what I fear most of us don't realize is that verbal communication is not just the ability to speak intelligently. What many don't understand is that it's a skill like any other that must be practiced.
The recommended length of children up to 10 years old is to use technology for around 20 minutes a day. A study by Common Sense Media revealed children use technology for an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And also through observation. So if they're watching you on your phone all day, they might think that that's the way to do it these days.
Like anything else, technology is good in moderation. But in today's day and age, children are becoming addicted to technology and relying on it for all of their stimulation. The second problem that has arisen with technology is that it clearly hinders academic success. Technology has been proven successful when it's put into the teacher's hand and out of the students. If teachers are able to take technology out of students' hands, it will result in better grades. It is a fact that college students who use tablets and technology during lectures result in worse grades and less learning. Students have started to see a decline in their academic performance because technology has served a negative on spelling and grammar. Casual and conversational words start as a bad habit for most, but turn into a problem in essays and homework. Lastly, anxiety from social media has been prevalent to students today. Not only does it affect your mindset, but when children are very sad and their head isn't straight, it is easy to forget about academics and lose connection as a whole. The most important aspect of technology hindering development is the effect it has on communication. Face-to-face conversations remain a necessity to live a successful and positive life. Without face-to-face interactions, people start relying on their devices as their primary communication.
We end and begin relationships constantly through our devices. We lay in bed and argue with each other, staring up at our phones. At some point, we need to think, did we bring this upon ourselves?
Communication doesn't necessarily directly affect learning, but it indirectly affects the growth of humans. Without speaking to people, you will never gain a sense of education, while not being able to form your own opinions on important topics.